it is Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Growing up with a sleepwalker in the family gets old pretty fast. At first, everyone is a bit concerned that they'll hurt themselves or wander out of the house. These fears aren't unwarranted. The sleepwalker isn't aware of their actions, and everyone else is usually, well, asleep. We only discovered my little brother was an apparent sleepwalker when we kept waking up to all of the doors and windows open in the morning. Since we live in a rural area, this wasn't too much of a danger beyond potential wild animals roaming in. Still, as the older sibling, my parents designated me as the official keeper of my brother's actions.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
We shared a room, you see, and they wanted to use that to my advantage when it came to retrieving and sending my brother back to bed. The common saying of "don't wake a sleepwalker" isn't as big a deal as you think. As long as you wake them gently and they're aware of their condition, they're not going to hurt themselves or be startled. Why would they be? They've just woken up, after all. First, we tried bells on the door. When that failed to wake me up, my parents tried leaving plastic sheets on the floor. We tried just about everything you could possibly think of to try and alert me when he got up, and that was when my father came up with the idea of a string. Every night, my brother and I would tie a long string to our wrists and go to sleep like that. If he got up at any point, the tugging of him exiting the room woke me up pretty quickly. It was a harmless, noiseless, flawless plan that had me bringing my brother to bed long before he opened our home to the elements and animals outside. You get used to it. The string, the tugging, retrieving the sleepwalker, and putting them back to bed. Some nights he would get up more than once, and others he wouldn't sleepwalk at all. Either way, that was the only variance in an otherwise rigid routine we had. There was no spooky words out of his mouth during his sleep, no strange place he kept going back to, and no motive behind opening the doors and windows. When asked, my brother simply stated that his dream was unrelated and he didn't know why he would open the home. This went on for the better part of a year before finally dying down. We gradually stopped tying the strings to our arms before sleep because my brother stopped getting up. One night in late July, I remembered going to bed a bit earlier than usual after we took a trip down to the river for the day. Naturally, I was exhausted from an afternoon of paddling against the current and running around the nearby park with other kids my age. At some point during the night, I woke up, having become a very light sleeper thanks to my duty as watchful eye over my brother in the last year. I remembered feeling hot and sticky thanks to the humid weather, getting up and opening the window, flipping the fan on, and hoping that some air circulation might help. But when I turned to go back to bed, I saw my door was cracked open about 2 inches wide. As my eyes adjusted to the darkness, I realized there was something else as well, a face. Just beyond the threshold of the door, a small, pale face was pressed up to the crack, one big brown eye staring in at me lazily. My fear turned to frustration in an instant when I realized I was looking at my brother, who was standing completely still outside the door and more than likely sleepwalking again. With a deep breath, I gathered myself and grabbed the door handle. "Go back to bed, Jesus Christ. Can't you just be normal for one night?" and then I slammed the door shut and returned to bed. It was mean, but I was getting tired of it, you know? After a long day, I just wanted to sleep, and if he was just going to stand out there all night, then it wasn't my problem. The next morning was nothing special. Mom made breakfast, and as we sat down at the table, I noticed my brother wasn't up yet. That was weird. He was always an early riser and eager to greet the day. "I'm guessing Joe is sleeping in today?" I asked, idly picking and stabbing at my waffles. My dad set down his coffee and looked up from his paper, his brow crinkled in confusion. "Joe went to stay at Andy's house last night," he said. Then slowly his face softened and he chuckled. "You went to bed early, so you couldn't know." Suddenly, I wasn't very hungry. My stomach flipped and my throat felt tight. "When did he go?" "Shortly after you went to bed, when we got back." I didn't tell my parents what I saw, worried that maybe something was now wrong with me. Instead, when my little brother came home later that day, I elected to reinstate the string system just as a precaution. Joe seemed confused, but was compliant, joking about how we're tied together forever. It was a strange comfort in a way. The string was reliable, predictable. And that was it. For the next few months, Joe and I both slept soundly with few sleepwalking incidents. I was thinking about dismissing the string again, but decided that just one more night wouldn't hurt either of us, just to make sure he wasn't getting up and wandering off. And it had become a source of a handful of inside jokes for us, sibling bonding time, that kind of stuff. I think we both almost slept better when it was on as well. I woke up to a harsh tug on my arm quite suddenly. It was pitch black besides my alarm clock nearby, which read the time at 2:25 a.m. That wasn't the usual time Joe got up if he did sleepwalk, but variations could happen, and with a sigh, I began to throw my covers off and slide out of the bed. That was when the second hard yank on the string nearly sent me tumbling to the floor, and I found my anger welling up pretty quickly. I thought he must have gotten the stupid string caught on something and was trying to pry himself loose, so I collected myself and hurried towards the door that was already open. That was when I noticed something was wrong. The string was only long enough to keep us maybe 5 feet apart at the most, but this string was longer and pulled taut down the hallway and around the corner. "Joe?" I called quietly. This didn't feel right at all, but I made my way down the hall and turned the corner just in time for a third tug on the string.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It was leading into the kitchen, which featured a door to the basement that was now wide open as well. The string was descending into it, and the tugging beyond it was growing more intense. Impatient. This wasn't like Joe at all. He'd never gone in the basement before, let alone manually pull on the string. "Joe, are you awake? This isn't funny." I was louder this time, inching towards the open door as the string began to frantically vibrate and yank, and as if it was urging me further. The closer I got, the more excited it grew, and when I reached the doorway, the next tug was so harsh that I almost lost my balance again. Then there was a lull in the tugging when I heard a door opening behind me, the bathroom across the hall from my room. A bleary-eyed Joe stepped out and blinked, one hand rubbing his eye as he yawned. There was no string on his wrist. Suddenly, the string began to pull with a force stronger than before, making me stagger out onto the first step leading into the basement with a yell. Joe seemed to realize that I had the string on my wrist, and he didn't, and that whomever, or whatever, was in the basement was not him. There was a roar of noise, a low moaning from the darkness of the basement, and my little brother's frantic footfalls behind me as he ran his way over and grabbed my free arm to hold me while he scrambled for something to cut the string. I heard the kitchen drawers crashing open as he searched, and then he produced a knife, one shaky hand sawing at the string as the noise in the basement became so loud it seemed to reverberate through our bones. And then the tugging stopped. The string snapped away, and both Joe and I fell backwards onto our asses, sprawling over the kitchen floor. The noise ceased when the string was cut, and the basement door wobbled violently before slamming shut in our faces. Going to sleep after that was impossible, so Joe and I huddled up on my bed and sat with every possible light on in our room until the sun rose and our parents got up. Naturally, they didn't believe us, saying they hadn't heard a thing and slept soundly. They said that we must have hallucinated together or been sleepwalking even. Either way, I know that whatever was in the basement was not my brother, and I've refused to tie the string to my wrist ever again. I was always so excited to finally go to college. Now that I'm here, the story is a little different. I always dreamt of living in a dorm, meeting my new roommates, making more friends, and maybe meeting the love of my life. After night one, all of those dreams became very short-lived. I ended up choosing a dorm where I'd only have one roommate, and we'd share a living space and bedroom. Pretty typical for a college dorm setup, right? Well, my bid for a roommate came in an Instagram DM from Sarah, an incoming freshman from Tucson, Arizona. She seemed nice enough. A quick swipe through her feed let me catch a glimpse at her life. She had a love for photography, all things artistic, and an undying devotion to her family dog named Buddy. Of course, I met Sarah on move-in day. After appropriately being coated in sweat from the Arizona heat and carrying my entire packable life up 4 flights of stairs, she greeted me in our dorm. Let me tell you a couple of things about Sarah. One, she never looks bad, and I mean never. A hurricane couldn't misplace a hair on her head. Two,
it is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
She's obsessed with the color pink. I've always thought our favorite colors reflect more of our personalities than we'd like to believe. So, do with that information what you will. Our parents left shortly after. We'd had our tearful goodbyes and all the mushy, make sure you call as often as you can chats. I'm not much of an extrovert, but before I knew it, Sarah was face down in her phone looking for parties and other weekend events. Come on, she crooned. Don't be fucking lame already. I decided to politely decline her surely vodka-oriented invitations and made up an excuse about unpacking. Here's where it gets weird. The first night in the dorm, I stayed up until probably 2 a.m., settling into my surroundings and decorating my side of the dorm until it didn't remind me of a jail cell. Where was Sarah, you ask? Yeah, not home. I didn't even have her phone number to text her. And I also didn't want to deal with a real shit-faced co-ed after moving all day. Fast forward to 5 a.m., I hear the door lock jiggle before it finds the path of least resistance and opens. Much to my surprise, I met with quiet shuffling as Sarah moved around the room. Even in my drowsiness, I was put on alert. I mean, who can be that quiet when they're that drunk? Naturally, I roll over to check out the scene. And when I do, I find myself nose to nose with my roommate. I threw myself back into the brick wall behind me and let out a scream of terror, yet there she stood. She never moved or flinched, just kept her place, steadily breathing with a menacing smile. She remained in her statuesque pose for about 5 minutes while my adrenaline wore off. However, she kept smiling. She smiled until drool lined the corners of her mouth, then streamed past its barrier and dropped onto my comforter. I didn't know what the fuck kind of sleepwalking this was, but I was not a fan. After choking down my own fear, I calmly reached for her, placing my hands on each of her arms. After a few head-jolting shakes, she snapped back into reality. She never mentioned what had just happened, but instead ran her bare wrist across her lips to collect the remaining spittle and shot me a quick goodnight before piling into her twin XL. I could have written this incident as a one-off, but it's been happening every night since. I've told my RA. I've talked to Sarah about it during daylight hours. I've consulted my friends and parents, but they all chalk it up to sleepwalking.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I know everyone has their own differences in sleepwalking tendencies, but it's not just the smiling. The other night, I woke up to her crouched over our bathroom sink, looking into the mirror. If she'd been silent, I probably could have continued my REM cycle. She was talking to someone, not herself, but someone. I caught just enough of the conversation to hear her asking them when they wanted her home and how she was almost done with her list. She heard me after I rolled over a little too fast, causing the springs under me to creak unforgivingly. Immediately afterwards, her focus snapped towards me. It was pitch black, but I could still tell her neck pivoted in a way which is not humanly possible. Then, bones creaking as she pried herself away from the mirror, she shuffled towards me once again, mouth watering as she bore her teeth in that god-awful smile. She lowered herself closer, settling when we were once again nose to nose. "Your last," she hissed, panting on my face. I don't need to know what the list is for her to understand her, but I don't want to find out for the specifics. She just climbed into bed like she was calling it an early night after she said it too. I've dealt with this all year, and the semester is almost over. I really want to at least survive my freshman year.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.